Dr. Dworkin joins us to look at this potential cure for certain types of blindness now getting human trials approvals in Britain. Doctor.
Yes, good morning, Steve. This is the Moorfields Eye Hospital in London. This is going to be the first study. It's a safety study, so they want to make sure that it doesn't cause any harm, but they're going to be injecting about 200,000 stem cells into people who have what's called Stargardt's disease. It's an inherited disease that causes degeneration of the macula. And what they want to first make sure of is that it doesn't cause any damage. But what they're very optimistic about is that it'll either slow down the disease or even reverse the process. And if they're able to do this, where the cells will reseed the retina, these cells will be injected into the back of the eye, and they will then monitor these people. They are hoping that it will restore their vision to a certain point, but then again, it's the unknown now, Steve. They're looking to see how far advanced that these cells will regenerate. And if it does work, it'll then go into further trials to include people who have, for example, macular degeneration, which affects millions of people around the world. So very exciting, because this is the first study to look at regenerating an organ, that is injecting cells, and the organ repairs itself to hopefully return, if not to a completely normal state, to a state that it gives, in this case, people who are blind, who cannot make out faces, who can't read, the ability to be able to do that again. So extremely exciting, because it's never been done before.
And then they're saying if this were to work, it could be applied to everything from juvenile diabetes to severe injuries to all sorts of dystrophies.
That's correct, because if the cells take in the back of the eye, in the retina, there's nothing to say that it can't do that for any other disease process, because you're replacing cells that are damaged. So again, very exciting. We're going to watch this and see what happens, but they're just in the next few months going to be doing this for a select number of people with this condition, and hopefully it works, because the benefits of this really are quite astounding.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, every morning at this time.